What does it mean to step into the life God has created specifically for you? How do you lean into the immeasurably more that only He offers? How do God's dreams become your own? My name is Susan McPherson, and I am so glad you joined me and some of my friends as we discover how to live a life of meaning and purpose with Jesus at the center. I like to call it living the God Girl life. Welcome to the conversation. Hi there, welcome to the God Girl Life podcast. This is where I will be inviting my friends to share their stories of serving God in an amazing way. So I'm really excited you're joining me today. I hope to provide you with inspiration and practical advice on how you too can discover your calling and take the next step in answering it with confidence. That's the key. I thought I would start off just kind of telling you a little bit about my background. I am a girl who grew up in the church, believing in God and knowing who Jesus was, but not quite understanding the gift of salvation He provided for us on the cross and what it means to live as His follower. I thought belief was enough and living a life as a quote unquote good person without any commitment beyond that was all I needed. I was living what I like to call a Christian-ish kind of life, which left me lost time and time again, especially when I tried to deal with life's inevitable disappointments in my own strength. I'm also just so thankful for the people who poured the love of Jesus into me, even when I didn't realize it, starting way back when I was a little girl, all the way up to today, where I am blessed to have friends and people of faith who have taught me the real meaning of being a follower of Jesus. I found that the people who were most influential were the women whose lives reflected Jesus in a way I could relate to. I like to call them God girls, and their willingness to answer God's call really changed my life forever, and I'm sure many more lives that they came in contact with. I will be inviting so many of those women to come and join me on this podcast to share their amazing stories that I know will be encouraging and inspiring to you. Through my ministry work and my profession in Christian publishing, I have had the blessing of getting to know so many incredible women who are serving God and others in amazing ways. So I will be inviting my friends who are authors, musicians, ministry leaders, founders of nonprofits, and I have an amazing team of writers and speakers that will be joining us in the conversation as well, so you can learn about their journey to live the God Girl life. I promise you, I will keep it real, relatable, and practical so you can become more equipped, empowered, and inspired to be the God Girl He created you to be. At the heart of this podcast is God Girl Nation. It's a movement to empower, equip, and build a community of women who serve God together with contagious joy. We have created this community to show you the way to becoming the God Girl you were meant to be. And God Girl Nation has four guiding principles that are truly essential to living the God Girl life. And I want to share those with you. The first guiding principle is that God calls us to engage in His Word. In 2 Timothy, the Apostle Paul teaches us that all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Ladies, His Word is our roadmap. It is the living Word, and God speaks to us through scripture. He teaches, He guides, and He loves us through His inspired words written in the Bible. Now, I'll tell you a little story. I am directionally challenged. I cannot get anywhere without the GPS on my phone. And I remember driving to a church in the hills of Southeast Ohio several years ago and lost my phone signal, my cell phone signal. And I mean to tell you, I was lost. It was a scary feeling. I think I was lost for close to an hour. But it was a scary feeling not knowing where I was going. God's Word is our GPS for life. When we stay engaged in it, He guides us to our divine destination. So we're not lost. If we ignore it, we will be, and always will be searching for worldly satisfaction, which is fleeting. God's word provides us with a GPS for eternally minded living that completely satisfies. Even though I found my way to that church those couple years ago when I got lost, I was panicked, lost, and fearful. But when you follow God's word, there is a peace beyond all understanding that he provides. So engage in God's word on a daily basis. The second guiding principle is that God calls us to serve. In Mark chapter 10, it says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." This is how we become more like Jesus. I cannot wait to introduce you to people who are serving in so many different ways, in their community, in their homes, in their church, in the streets. You will be amazed at what God is doing through these women and what he can also do through you. And maybe he already is. I want to hear from you. I am excited to share their stories and hopefully hear from you as well and the stories of you serving. It's really that simple. God calls us to serve so that we can become more like Jesus. The third guiding principle is God calls us to community. In Romans chapter 1, the Apostle Paul says, "For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to strengthen you, that is, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine." I believe that remarkable things can happen when women gather together to encourage and support each other. So that is why I, along with my team, created the God Girl Nation community. Throughout scripture, God reminds us that we are created for community and encourages us to unite as one for the sake of the gospel. We want to connect in community with you. So join our God Girl Nation community private group on Facebook. There's a link on our website at godgirlnation.com. This is our community hub where we will be sharing ideas, prayer requests, live events, training webinars, and more things as a community. And you never know who might pop up live on God Girl Nation to share their faith, wisdom, and experience with us. You can also learn more about our team at godgirlnation.com, and please follow us on Instagram at God Girl Nation. Community is essential, and in today's world, unity is so important with what we are going through as a nation and as a world. We want to show and shine the light of Jesus as a community to the world. So, number one, God calls us to engage in his word. Number two, God calls us to serve. Number three, God calls us to community. And number four, God calls us to build a legacy. God's great commission in the book of Matthew commands us to, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." Our commitment to pour into others and the next generation is vital to the spiritual health of Christianity around the world. We want the God Girl Nation community to reach women all over the world, inspiring and equipping generations of God Girls to join the movement and serve God with contagious joy wherever they are. It's so important to build a legacy so that God's kingdom continues long after we are gone. So, God calls us to engage in his word. God calls us to serve. God calls us to community. And God calls us to build a legacy. Those are the four guiding principles of God Girl Nation and how to live the God Girl life. We will be taking a deep dive into all four of these guiding principles, giving you practical tools that help impart them into your life as a God Girl. We have created a God Girl Nation handbook that is a free downloadable on our website. It is a comprehensive walk through the four guiding principles of God Girl Nation and includes Bible study prompts and reflective questions that will take you on a journey to discover the God Girl you are meant to be. Grab some friends and go through it together. I go through it with my God Girl Nation speaking and writing team, and I also go through it with our God Girl Nation team up in Cincinnati, Ohio. It is a wonderful way to dive into scripture and really start discovering the God Girl that He created you to be. And let us know on our God Girl Nation community Facebook page if you want to start a God Girl Nation team in your city. We would love to help you do that. Grab a 3-ring binder and start your own God Girl Nation resource book with the free handbook downloadable. We're going to be providing you with more and more free resources to add to your binder along the way. I, along with my friends, look forward to helping you discover what it really means to live the God Girl life. So let's link arms and follow Jesus together with boundless energy, purpose, and a heart for supporting each other along the way. In our homes, in our community, and in our world, we're living the God Girl life. God bless you all, and visit us next time.